Good morning, students. Today, let us continue the political parties. In the previous class, the first part, we had discussed about the political parties. What is a political party? How they are functioning? What is the necessity of political parties? Why should we have political parties? This we had discussed. Now, we should have the political parties. How many political parties are there in a country, or how many we should have, this we find out. In India, there are so many political parties. These political parties are divided into two categories, as national parties and regional or state parties. At least around 750 political parties registered for the recognition as the political parties to the Election Commission of India. Okay, but not all the political parties are not recognized. Very few political parties only are recognized. But these recognized political parties are divided into two categories, as national political parties and regional or state political parties. National political parties means that parties are present in many states of India. Regional parties, they are present in one or two neighboring states, mostly in a particular state. For example, the Thravada Munnetra Kazhagam, it is a major political party in Tamil Nadu alone, like that. In some countries, only one party system is followed. There is no second party is allowed to exist or contest the elections. For example, China. And also we studied about Poland. Poland, led by General Jaruzelski, 9th standard we studied. Led by Jaruzelski, the Communist Party government, one party government. In China, even now, only one party, Communist Party of China alone, functioning, and they alone field the candidates for contesting the elections. No other party is allowed. But this system is not suitable for a democratic country. A democratic country must have at least minimum two political parties to exist. The other type of political party, totally political party systems are three: one party system, two party system, and multi-party system. So China presently is the best example for one party system. This is not suitable for democracy. Then two party system. Some countries have two party system. Only two parties, there are many parties, more than two parties, but the two parties are only the active political parties. They only get chance to rule or get chance to form the government. For example, the United States of America and the United Kingdom. The United States of America, only two parties since its independence, they repeatedly come to the power. One is the Democratic Party and one is the Republican Party. Then United Kingdom, Labour Party and the Conservative Party. These two parties. There are some other parties, but they do not have any actual chance of winning the elections. Okay. And the third type of party system called multi-party system. In this country, more than two parties are functioning. So India is the best example for multi-party system. So, multi-party system is necessary in India because we are geographically, culturally, socially divided by many group of people. So, single party or two parties cannot satisfy or fulfill the expectations of the people. Here in India, we have two-party system, multi-party system. This two alliances, some parties joined together with the national parties. In India level, there are six political parties recognized as the national parties, but only two political parties are the major party. One is Indian National Congress and another one is Bharatiya Janata Party. But these two parties also, they made alliance with some other political parties and they formed the government. For example, in 2014, the United Progressive Alliance, they joined with the Communist parties and some regional parties and they formed the United Progressive Alliance, which got the power in 2004 and continued up to 2014, led by Dr. Manmohan Singh. And another one alliance was National Democratic Alliance, led by BJP, and some other regional parties joined with them. And this party captured the power in 2014 and continues in power even now. So the in the Democratic Party, democratic system of governing, at least three or more parties or multi-party systems are suitable, because this vast countries like India here, we are diversified by culture, custom, society, geography. So the multi-party systems are essential in our country. Now, when we see about national parties, there are six political parties. We will separately see what are the six national parties recognized as the national party. Okay, national parties, every political party must be approved or recognized by the election commission. Election commission is an independent or autonomous body. It is very powerful organization. It sets the rules and regulations for getting approval and functioning. Okay, so what is the criteria for getting approval of the party as the national party? A party that secures at least 6% of the total votes in the entire country of Lok Sabha election. Otherwise, at least in four states out of 28 states, they have to win at least four seats in the states, or six four seats in the Lok Sabha, or in four states, 6% of the votes they have to secure. Okay, so this is the basic criteria for approval as the national political party. So according to the year 2006, six parties were recognized as the national parties. One is Indian National Congress, second one is Bharatiya Janata Party, third one is Bahujan Samaj Party, fourth one is Communist Party of India Marxist, CPIM, fifth one is Communist Party of India CPI, and Nationalist Congress Party NCP. Now, let us see very briefly about every party. First party, Indian National Congress. It is the oldest party in India. It is one of the oldest parties in the world. It was established in the year 1885 by A.O. Hume, Alan Octavian Hume. Actually, it was established by a British man. The founder is A.O. Hume. Alan Octavian Hume was a British man. Okay. And W.C. Banerjee, Dadabhai Nauroji were the earliest leaders of the party. And under the leadership of Jawaharlal Nehru, the party, Indian National Congress, it became as the strongest party. And when India got independence in 1947, 15th August, immediately Congress Party came to the power. Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, who became as the first Prime Minister of independent India. And he continued as the Prime Minister till 1964, till his death. Then 1964, Lal Bahadur Shastri, then 1966, he died. 66, immediately, Srimati Indira Gandhi became as the Prime Minister of India. So she lost the power in 1977. Now, once again, she captured the power in 1980, and they continued in power up to 1989. Then, after 1989, they lost the power, but once again, 1991, Congress Party won the power. 1991 to 1996, they continued as the ruling party. And afterwards, in 2004, once again, Congress Party became as the ruling party in the national level, and continued for the next 10 years up to 2014, they lost the power. So the Congress Party nowadays, they are not alone getting majority votes for forming as individual party to form the government. So they made alliance with so many parties, and this party formed the alliance partner as United Progressive Alliance, UPA. Then another major political party, Bharatiya Janata Party, this was founded in 1980. Actually, the earlier party, it was called Janasangh. Sri Vajpayee, Sri L.K. Advani, they founded this party. They renamed as Bharatiya Janata Party. Bharatiya Janasangh renamed as Bharatiya Janata Party. This party is identified as the party for Hinduism. They are for, their policies are called Hindutva. Okay, so this party main policies, they wanted to promote Hinduism as the major religion. But a lot of people in India, they oppose their ideas because India is a secular country. But they are claiming that India is meant for Hinduism. India, for India, Hinduism is the identity. So what is wrong if we promote Hindutva? They are arguing. And another main policy, that the Jammu and Kashmir matter. Jammu and Kashmir, they are given special status. Many of the Indian constitutions are not applicable to Jammu and Kashmir. This special status affected our country a lot. But Bharatiya Janata Party government last year cancelled the special status, and Jammu and Kashmir state lost its statehood, and it was divided into two union territories as Kashmir and Ladakh. So they came to the power in 2004, and till the date they are continuing. They too were not able to form the government all alone, so they formed an alliance with so many regional parties, and this alliance is known as National Democratic Alliance, NDA. They captured the power sometimes, first in 1996, but they lost the power within 13 days. Then 1998 they got the power, and they lost the power within 13 months. Then 1999, once again they came to power, and they continued up to 2004. All these three governments were led by Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Once again, 2014, the BJP came to the power with a full-fledged majority, and they are continuing in the power even today. Okay. Next, third political party is Bahujan Samaj Party, BSP. It was founded in the year 1984 by one Mr. Kanshi Ram. But this party is found majority with the Dalits, Adivasis, OPCs and religious minorities. This party follow the ideas of Saguji Maharaj, Mahatma Phule, Jyotirao Phule, Periyar Ramaswamy Nayakar, Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. This party became as very popular when Ms. Mayawati took care of the leadership of the party, and this party is present in Uttar Pradesh as a major party. Then some other parties in North India, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand, Delhi and Punjab, they are found in sizable percentage of vote. And BSP sometimes captured the power in the state of Uttar Pradesh, and some other states they could win few seats, but they could not form the government like this. Then Communist Party of India, Marxist. This party was founded in the year 1964, but actually this party was separated from Communist Party of India, CPI. Communist Party of India, CPI, it was established in 1924. This party met a split in 1964, which paved the way for the creation of Communist Party of India, Marxist. So this party is found majority in some states of India like West Bengal, Kerala, Tripura. These states, the poor people, the factory workers, farmers, agricultural laborers and intelligentsia. Intelligentsia means the experts, were highly educated people. Okay, they found this party, three states, they won the majority and the court power, especially one Kerala, second one West Bengal, and the third one Tripura. These three states, the three states, they could capture the power. But right now, in they have the power only in Kerala state. Remaining two states, they lost the power. Okay, but in West Bengal, the Marxist Communist Party continued power in for more than 30 years. More than 30 years. Mr. Jyothi Basu alone, he continued in power for 25 years continuously. So this party formed alliance with the Congress Party to become as VPA partner, and they without joining the government, they are giving support from outside. They gave support from outside from 2004 to 2014. Next, Communist Party of India (CPI), founded in 1925. They are believing Karl Marx and Lenin's ideas. They are believing in secularism and democracy. This party met a split in 1964. They are significantly found in Kerala, West Bengal, Punjab, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu. Okay. So, 2004 elections, they won some seats, 10 seats in the Lok Sabha elections, and they became as a part of UPA government, but they did not join the government. They gave support to UPA government from outside, from 2004 to 2014. Next, Nationalist Congress Party. It was founded by Sri Sarad Pawar. He was a congressman who came out of the Indian National Congress, and he established this party. This party's presence is found in maximum Maharashtra, then Meghalaya, Manipur, Assam. Okay, this party also became as a part of 2004 to 2014 United Progressive Alliance government at the central level. Right now, in Maharashtra, this party is a partner of the coalition government led by Sri Uddhav Thackeray. Yes. Now, state parties. State level parties. Travada Munnetra Kalagam and ADMK in Tamil Nadu, Rashtriya Janata Dal in Bihar, Biju Janata Dal in Odisha, Sikkim Democratic Front in Sikkim, Mizo National Front in Mizoram, Shiv Sena in Maharashtra. These are some important state level parties in India. They are found very famous and popular, very powerful in the specific states. So, Rashtriya Janata Dal is the major is a political party in Bihar, and they are also found in Jharkhand. Samajwadi Party found a major party in Uttar Pradesh, and they are found in some other states like Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan. They are found, okay, like this. These parties, DMK was the first regional party to capture the power of a state in Tamil Nadu in the year 1967. Almost all the states were ruled by Indian National Congress, but the first time a regional party in India captured a state government, that was DMK in 1967. Okay. A state government, a state-level party has to get some sizable vote percentage, or they have to win some seats in the state legislative assembly for getting approval. Okay. So, these are the main points. Then, in the next class, we may discuss about challenges to political parties. Then, how political parties can be reformed. What are the solutions for the malpractices of the political parties? This we may discuss in the next period. Thank you very much.